This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the newest edition of the King Chasing Podcast. My name is Richard Martin, and glad to have you back with us after a bit of a break for the fall championships, which were very successful and a lot of fun. Congrats to all of our fall 2025 national champions. Of course, before we get into the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast, don't forget you can listen to past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on the nccaa.org/podcast and on YouTube. Well, speaking of those fall championships, we are joined today by a player who played in the fall championships, the D1 Women's Soccer Championship in particular, as Haley Mertzberger, starting forward for University of Northwestern, joins us for this episode. A native of Kiel, Wisconsin, Haley just finished her senior season at Northwestern, scoring 21 goals, the second most in the NCCAA, as the Eagles won the UMAC regular season championship and made their first appearance in program history at the 2025 NCCAA Division I Women's Soccer National Championship. Haley Mertzberger ranks first in Northwestern program history in career goals with 89, single season goals with 29, single game goals with 6 in the game in 2022, career game winning goals with 21, 193 career points, and single season points with 63. Off the pitch, Haley has excelled as she will graduate from the University of Northwestern with a 4.0 GPA as a ministry leadership major and was the winner of the 2025 Joe and Q Harding Award for Division I Women's Soccer. But beyond the awards, Haley has spent time on mission trips with the Northwestern soccer team to Spain, has led faith-based soccer camps in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area, and leads Bible studies in the community. Haley has also seen a middle school Bible study that she helped lead turn into a church plant and plans on returning home to help with the Well of Elkhart Lake Church after graduation. Once again, thank you for joining us for this episode. Now let's dive into the newest edition of the King Chasing Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Martin, and today I am joined by Haley Mertzberger, forward at University of Northwestern Women's Soccer Team. Haley, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's awesome.
And so we'll get into, you know, your career and all the accolades and stuff, but I want to start off with something you mentioned as we talked about where you won the Joel and Q Harding Award. You grew up in a Christian home and decided yourself as growing up in a Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 family. How would you describe that, and how did that kind of shape your faith growing up?
Absolutely. So Deuteronomy 6 talks a lot about loving the Lord first and foremost and following his commands. And not only that, but teaching your children to do the same thing. And so it talks about tying God's commands to your hands, writing them above your doorposts, and just teaching our children to love the Lord. And I have been so blessed to have been raised in a home like that with parents who took that command very, very seriously and just really carried out everything that was written there, not just in their words and teaching me about Jesus through devotions and things like that at home, but also just through their actions throughout my childhood. And even now, just watching them live out their faith, abide in the Lord, and just constantly seeking him. I saw my mom start Bible studies and my dad lose his job, but instead of freaking out or panicking, he just sought the Lord. And so through seeing them seek the Lord, and then on top of that, seeing the Lord come through every single time and just providing for our family, how could I not then also give my life to Jesus? So yeah, just super thankful that I was able to be raised in a home like that and with parents who just truly love the Lord and taught me to do the same. Without them, I don't know if I'd believe in Jesus or have given my life to him. So yeah, that's what I kind of mean by the Deuteronomy 6 family. And yeah, just super blessed to be able to have been raised in that kind of family.
That's awesome. So like you said, play soccer at University of Northwestern. How'd you start playing soccer? And then what kind of led you on the path to going to the University of Northwestern?
So I started playing soccer when I was really young, maybe about four or five years old. My parents put me in like a little YMCA soccer league. and I quickly found out that I love soccer. And so I started working at it. At first, my dad kind of had to bribe me with certain things to want to get better. He gave me he said one summer, if you do 5,000 lefty shots, I'll give you an Under Armour sweatshirt. So that motivated me. And then another one was, he was like, you can get 50 juggles I'll give you $50. And so it kind of started there with those things to motivate me. And then as I got older, I realized I just wanted to get better and play in college. And so that's what then motivated me from that point on. And then, so yeah, I knew I wanted to play in college. I had a couple different schools on my radar. Knew I wanted to go to a Christian university. And then Northwestern, I knew about through a couple of family friends who had a few daughters on the team. And they really recommended it. So I visited, met the team, the coach, and just immediately knew that this is where God was calling me. I was able to meet with the team in the locker room before one of their games, and they did a devotional together and prayed before the game. And that was like mind-blowing to me. And yeah, I just knew that this was where the Lord was calling me, and I'm so glad I followed and was able to play 4 years here.
Awesome. And so, like I said, played 4 years and just broke basically every record. It looks like Northwestern record book, led the NCCAA and NCAA in several categories. What does that just say? Kind of, did you expect that when you arrived on campus? And then what does that kind of say about just what Northwestern kind of helped guide you and the coaching you got just to develop you into the player that you turned into after 4 years?
Absolutely. So, no, I had no clue that I would be blessed with the success that I've had here. Coming in, I didn't really know what to expect. I never really played club soccer. It was always just kind of rec league and high school. So coming in, I had no idea like how much playing time to expect, any of that. So yeah, completely blown away with just how much the Lord has blessed me. I remember freshman year, pretty early on, sitting on campus on like a bench by the lake and just feeling pretty scared and homesick and like not really wanting to be here. And looking back on that now, I can just picture the Lord like sitting there with me and being like, just hanging in there, Haley, like, you're not going to believe what I'm going to do. And boy, was he right, man. I've been blessed not only just with success on the field, but also just the team I've been able to be a part of. I never knew that such a Christ-centered team who prays together, studies the Bible together, just loves each other very genuinely could even exist. So yeah, so thankful for my teammates, the coaches who have poured into me, not just on the soccer side, but also just as a Christ follower and pushed me closer to the Lord. Yeah, again, gratitude has just been a common theme for me and super blessed to have been here.
Awesome. And so this year, probably best season in a while for Northwestern overall, win the UMAC regular season title, and then make the first ever appearance at the NCCAA D1 Women's Soccer Tournament in Florida. And while your team fell short, was a great run. What was just like so different about this team that kind of helped you make that conference championship run and then make a run to the NCCAA tournament?
I think an obvious difference and a very impactful thing was that we got a new coach. Last season, it was kind of a difficult year for our team for many reasons, but one was that we really didn't have a head coach. And super thankful for the assistant coaches that stepped up into that more of a head coaching role. But it was just kind of a tough season. And so, in I believe it was February or March of this year, we hired Danny Brandt as our coach. And man, does he know soccer. And I think that's a big reason why we did so well this year. Yeah, I've never met someone who knows soccer as much as he does. And not only that, but he's just committed wholeheartedly to this team. He watches more hours of film than I knew was possible. And not just on the soccer side, but he also just pours into us as people and pushes us closer to the Lord. And so I think his impact and his presence on the team just brought the intensity that this program needed. And so I think that pushed us and allowed us to do well this season. And then on top of that, I think we just have a really special senior class. The girls I came up in with, we just love this program. And knowing that this was kind of our last dance, we wanted to just really leave it all out there. Throughout the season, Danny, our coach, would say, like, you know, play for the seniors, like, do this so we can have one more week with them. And it's pretty cool to have accomplished that and played as long as we could, pretty much into December. So I think, yeah, just the having a new coach and also just our senior class allowed us to do so well this season.
Awesome. Awesome. So, like I said, about the season ended at the NCCAA championship. That was the first time you Northwestern had ever been there. Just what was your experience like getting to play in Kissimmee for a week? I know December in Florida probably a lot better than December up in St. Paul. But what was just your experience like playing in the championship?
Yeah, well, that's the first thing. The weather was awesome. I mean, coming from here, ever since we've gotten back from Florida, it hasn't stopped snowing. So just being able to escape the cold and play in 80-degree weather, got to go to the beach one day, which was awesome. So that was just a super cool experience. Just being able to grow even closer to my team was awesome. But also just being able to play at such a high level at a national championship was something I'd never experienced before. And what a blessing that was. What a way to end my collegiate career, or a lot of my friends' collegiate careers. So cool to be playing with against other teams who also are just Christ-centered programs. We were able to actually have a worship night one of the night with just some of the other teams. One of them
Awesome.
had a guitar, and we just kind of gathered in the hotel and worship. And so that was really awesome. But yeah, just being able to play at a national championship was something I never experienced before, and just a really, really special time.
Awesome. And at that national championship, like we said, you won the Joe and Q Harding Award, which is our Game Plan for Life Award for D1 women's soccer. Recognizes not just on the field accomplishments, but off the field. What does that mean to you to earn an honor from the national office of that award?
It means so much. Again, I sound like a broken record, but blessed is just how I feel. I don't know how else to explain it. So cool to win and or receive an award, not just for like the on the field side and success on the field, but also just an award about Christian leadership and character and service. Such a blessing. Very honored to receive it, and also just thankful again for the program that I've been able to play for, and my teammates and coaches and family who have just poured into me. Yeah, it was awesome. Also, just to be able to be at the banquet at the national tournament and go up and receive that award and opportunity to give a speech was really cool as well. So yeah, it was really cool.
And then we'll talk about some of the off the field stuff. But first, talk about, a couple of years ago, your team got to go on a mission trip to Spain. And can you just tell us about what that experience is like, what you did over there, and just how did your team kind of grow closer together and closer to God on that trip?
So yeah, between the trip to Spain or our most recent trip to the NCCA national tournament, I don't know what was my favorite memory. They were of my collegiate. They were both so awesome. So for Spain, we went my freshman year, May of my freshman year, and went to a really small town. I believe it was called Hinojosa, and basically traveled from town to town and put on soccer camps for their youth clubs, which was kind of ironic because their kids are very, very good at soccer. So they were kind of teaching us stuff more than we were teaching them. But it was really cool just being able to use soccer as a common language to relate with people over in Spain. Not just youth, but we also got to play against some adult club teams. And yeah, just use soccer as a common language. And then after each camp or each game that we played, we would share the gospel with the people we played with. And so we use these little bracelets as ways to share the gospel with them. And each one of us, my teammates and I, would take turns after each camp going up, and there'd be a translator, and you'd explain the gospel to them, and then you'd give them a bracelet. So that whole experience was just amazing. Just great practice being able to share the goodness of Jesus with others. So much practice doing that, which was awesome. And it was also just kind of mind-blowing that God uses soccer again as that common language as he could any sport or anything else to just relate with people and open up doors to be able to proclaim his good news. And then on top of that, just the experience also allowed us to grow even closer as a team. We spent 10 days over there, and just yeah, the time we got to spend together was awesome. And that next season, my sophomore season, was might have been one of my favorite seasons. So it was just, yeah, really overall awesome experience, and opened my eyes to see that soccer is a tool that can be used to grow the kingdom.
Great. And then the other one, I think this is the most unique thing I've seen. You helped start a church plant back home in Wisconsin. The thing is, it came out of a middle school Bible study, and apparently you've been helping out. It's about 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours away. Just kind of tell me, how does it come from a middle school Bible study to a church plant? It's kind of unique. And then to go into now a church plant that you still are able to have an impact with despite playing college soccer and being a couple hours away from there.
Yeah, as far as how that happened from a middle school girls' Bible study to a church plant and now Future Community Center, like the Lord is the only explanation of that. But Yeah, when I was in eighth grade, it was kind of a tough year for me. I was starting to get exposed to just some worldly things in my public school. And I was just kind of sad. And so my mom really used that to point me to the Lord. And we decided we wanted to start a Bible study for my peers, not only to bring light into the public school, but also honestly for me to try and make my experience a little bit better. And so we started that Bible study, not knowing at all what would come of it. Few girls attended, and after a couple months, the moms of these girls started noticing a difference in their daughters, and they wanted that for themselves. And so my mom felt led to start a women's Bible study. So she did that, and long story short, that turned into more Bible studies for boys and men, and now there's a church. So it's been a crazy journey, super blessed to have been a part of it. But yeah, God turned the eighth grade girls Bible study into a church. We're called the Well of Elkhart Lake, part of the Christian Missionary Alliance church. We still meet in the public school every Sunday. And actually recently my parents felt called to build a community center. It's going to be called the Well Community Center. And so the idea is, instead of building a church building that may only be used 1 to 2 days a week, why not build a community center that we can do church out of? Not only will it be used 7 days a week and just serve the community, but also people are much more likely to be confident enough to enter a community center as opposed to a church. And so really, yeah, the heart behind it is just to foster health in the community, offer the hope of Jesus, the only thing that satisfies, and just be the hands, feet, and heart of Jesus in our community. So yeah, like I said, crazy journey, eighth grade girls Bible study to a church and community center, but it's been awesome to be a part of.
Awesome. And so, like we said, wrapping up, you wrapped up your career last week at the NCAA tournament. Just, has it kind of hit you that, oh, my college career is over, but are you looking forward to, what is coming your favorite memories to look back on and then looking forward to the future when you graduate soon?
Yeah, wow, it's really hitting me. I graduate in a week from Friday, and so I'm slowly realizing that it's coming to an end. But favorite memories from these past 3.5 years, the Spain trip was amazing. And then yeah, the NCCA national tournament is up there as well. And on top of that, just overall being able to be part of a Christ-centered team. Where we could play soccer for a higher purpose, not just winning, was just truly incredible. So though I'm gonna miss it a lot, but I'm excited for what's next. Yeah, who knows? The Lord only knows for sure. But looking into maybe playing for a semi-pro team or something like that, and then we'll see what the Lord has job wise. I'd love to work for a Christian nonprofit someday, maybe be involved in the Well, our church back home. But yeah, the Lord only knows, and I'm excited to see where he leads.
It's awesome. And so just one last thing before we wrap up is, like you said, you Bible studies turned from an eighth grade Bible study into a church. You saw the impact that you've made off the field led to not just win the Joe and Q Harding Award, but to other things happening in your community at Northwestern, your team growing together. How important is it for, for maybe the high school athletes who are looking to go to the Christian college or maybe the college athletes right now to just be involved with missions and with a Bible study with their team or even just locally in their community?
I think it's pretty clear throughout the Bible that we aren't called to keep the good news to ourselves, right? It's a pretty selfish thing. It's clear Jesus commands it. We have to go and make disciples. And we receive power. Like, he gives us his spirit. We're not doing it on our own. So it is, my eyes have been opened over these few years. Just being in a public school and then coming here and being poured into, it is so important to be willing to share your faith and proclaim what God has done, because ultimately that's what matters. That's what's going to bring hope and life and just what our world is seeking without really even knowing it. So yeah, share your faith.
Awesome. Well, Haley, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Good luck with graduation coming up. And good luck in the future. And hopefully we can meet up again down the road. And hopefully maybe you'll be back at our championships, maybe coaching or helping out in some way.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been awesome.
Thanks again to Haley Mersberger for joining me on this episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Great to talk to her about her experience at the University of Northwestern on her mission trip to Spain, helping create a church plant of an 8th grade girls' Bible study, and on her experience at the 2025 NCCAA D1 Women's Soccer Championship. Well, that will do it for this episode of the King Chasing Podcast. So glad you could tune in. Don't forget to listen to past episodes of the King Chasing Podcast at thenccaa.org/podcast, on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We are there. And of course, have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we'll see you in 2026 for the newest episodes of the King Chasing Podcast.